All right, folks, welcome back. This is Mark Stein. I'm playing that song for one man, Chauncey Whitehead.
Thank you, Mark. Bobby Womack and Patti LaBelle. That's one of my favorite songs. Love Has Finally Come at Last.
We did that for you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Mark. Thank you so much. Thank you.
We figured we'd get your day started right here.
You did. You put a smile on my face. Thank you so much.
Chauncey Whitehead's in the house. That means it's that time of the month to talk about this walk on the Druid Hill Park this Saturday.
That's right. Good morning, Baltimore. We're gearing up for our fourth year, going into our fourth year and our 38th consecutive monthly walk.
So if you're not marching with all those hundreds of thousands of women to say no to Trump, then please say yes to fitness in Druid Hill Park on Saturday,
please,
right?
Please come on out if you're having some post-election blues and you want to do some talking and walking. Come on out, and we'll be marching and walking and having a good time.
So Chauncey's here, of course, fitness activist, trainer, president of CDW Health and Wellness, who comes on our show every month to talk about his work and their walk, and of course being joined once again by his partner, the incredible Miss Ernestine Shepherd, the world's oldest female bodybuilder, just coming back from Chicago, just one of our favorite people on planet Earth. And Ernestine, welcome. Good to have you with us, Miss Shepherd.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mama.
Good morning.
And Rhonda, doing well. And Rhonda Silva's on the line with us as well, Division Administrator of the Baltimore City Cancer Program at the University of Maryland's Marlene and Stuart Greenbaum Cancer Center, who is the partner on this walk as well. And Rhonda, good to have
Always.
You with us.
Good morning.
Good morning, Rhonda. Happy 2017. I haven't seen you or spoke to you.
I know.
It's true. Happy New Year to all of you.
We don't have these two lovely women to shine up our studio today.
We're going to make sure in February, during Valentine's, during Valentine's month, Mark, we're bringing both the Valentines in. Rhonda and Mara Ernestine are going to make a special appearance, so you better have the roses and the candy ready for them.
All right, I like that.
I'll be ready. So this Saturday morning, 7:30, is the 38th month in a row.
Yes.
Right, the walk will be taking
this
place.
This is special, Mark, because we're going into our fourth consecutive year, and our 38th consecutive monthly community walk, and we are truly blessed that we've been able to get out here, put one foot forward for these 38 consecutive months, and the community has been right there with us. So we're just truly blessed that we're going into our fourth year.
It is amazing.
It's truly amazing.
It is really, and just think, we have not missed a month. Last month, the weather was bad, but guess what? We were out there.
That's right. Let's say that one more time, Mama. Coming out of your mouth, 38th consecutive month, and let the audience know again, we have not did what?
We have not missed a month. Not one. And remember, last month was bad.
Oh, it was bad.
It was bad.
And also, Mark, you know, we love our permanent partners, Rhonda and the University of Maryland Patients Program. But one thing, Ma Ernestine, you mentioned her busy weekend in Chicago, and I'm seeing it all over social media and national media and everything. But what she does that's so important that Rhonda and I and the community love, she makes sure that in her schedule, that is, she's here for the Baltimore area and the Baltimore community to do this community walk every single month. And I just find that amazing and commendable that she cuts into, you know, that national and international travel to make sure she's here for the community.
No, it is amazing. I think that I just want to say, Ms. Ernestine, that I think that it's way overdue, and I'm so happy that you are now getting the recognition in our city that you deserve. The nation knows about you. The world knows about you. I mean, I have people, my friends of mine who don't know that you and I are friends, from all over the globe and country, post your picture on Facebook. Miss Ernestine Shepherd, she's from your city. Do you know her? Do I know her?
It's amazing, because one of the posts Mark is talking about, as I saw it, and it was, I don't know, maybe 100,000 people on that post, and Mark's basically like, well, she comes to see me every month,
right,
you know?
Right.
But it's amazing that a lot of people are not aware, Ma Ernestine, that you are Baltimore's own. You are ours. And we're proud to share you a few weeks of the month with the country and around the world. So, you know,
Ernestine, your inspiration. We know we have a celebrity amongst us. The three of us know that you are a celebrity. But we love the fact that you're so wonderfully warm and open to everything, to everyone. And I'm just happy to be a part of your life.
Gee, thank you.
Amen
so
to
much.
That.
And you guys make me feel so good.
Back at you, though. Back at you.
And folks, do join us here at 410-319-8888. You can send an email to talk@steinershow.org, tweet us at Mark Steiner, but 410-319-8888. If you participate in these walks, tell us about your experiences on the walks with Druid Hill Park with these three lovely people every month on the first.
Which we try to make it the first Saturday of the month, right, but sometimes, right. You know, based upon her travel schedule, it's a little difficult. But we love using every January of the beginning of the year as people have their resolutions to work out. Mm. People have their resolutions to lose weight. So what better way? The weather's going to be great. It's going to be 50. Mm-hmm. To come on out if you haven't done anything or if you have committed to a healthier lifestyle, to come on out, to put one foot forward with us. And, you know, start getting in shape via walking.
And, you know, we always love to hear your regimens of walking, what you do, what walking means to you, and how important that is to you, your walking, your run, how you physically work out. One of the things Josh and I were talking about before we went on the air with Marcella Shepard, program director here, and bass man in the afternoon for y'all who listen to him from 2 to 5, and so many of you do who are listening right now. About how, you know, as we get older, whether you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, or 80s, whatever your number is, that working out means something very different.
It means something different, Mark, and I truly believe in that you have to do exercises and work out age-specific, too. You know, so, a lot of the different exercises we did when we were younger, they may be appealing when you get older, but they may not be smart because of the recovery.
Not for your body,
Talking with Bass, you know, the injury that he has, one of the issues is the recovery. And what we used to recover that may take 24 hours may take 4 to 5, 6 days when you're at a certain age. So it's very important.
A couple of weeks, Rhonda,
to work with your medical professional and, you know, practice just a little common sense that, look, this weight, it may not be appropriate for me to be lifting based upon, you know, my age and my recovery.
And you know, and that thing is really important. I mean, Ms. Hennessy, you know, you started really working out and you're about 50, right, when you started?
I was 56.
56, right?
Wow. Age, yes.
And so, and you're in tip-top shape, but you're 80 years old. So, but you also, as a woman who is in really good shape at 80, have to also kind of measure how you do things. You don't do things like you did when you're 56.
No,
when you're 80, right? Right?
No, that's correct.
And the other thing that I'm noticing, because I do go to the gym, is it's crowded. And it's super crowded right now. Everybody's trying to get their exercise in, but they also have to be cognizant of how fast you want to go. You can't move fast. You can't put on all these weights that you've never used. You have to start at a lower amount and work your build it up. And so it's going to be interesting.
Form.
Yes.
Form.
So all those folks that are out there in the gym, come on, join us on Saturday morning. Come outside. Outside is wonderful.
Yes, I agree. And I'm going to go to the phones here, but let me just say that you don't know this person I'm about to say this to, but I would like to, one of the people I want to dedicate this walk to this weekend is a man who I know who really inspired my wife Valerie when we were all together having dinner. When she described to him her walking habits. And he was a man we met a few years back. He was a Hopi man, very young, very young man. Mm-hmm. And Vernon Cahay. And Vernon passed away two nights ago.
He was a
deeply spiritual and lovely human being, and a potter and a leader of education with young people in his community in among the Hopi. And when Valerie and he were talking at dinner about running, and Valerie, my wife, has been running for like a quarter of a century more. She's been running for a long time. I forget the exact number, but it's been a long time she's been running, long time. And every day she does it without fail. She explained to him how it was she had this very deeply spiritual feeling when she ran. And one of the things that Vernon said to her at that dinner we had was he started explaining the Hopi way of running and how the Hopi look at running as a spiritual act, not as an act of competition.
Absolutely.
Who comes in first, how you win the race.
Right.
Which is why the Hopis are some of the best runners in the world, but they don't participate in a lot of marathons because they're not involved in wanting to win a prize. Mm-hmm. Running to them is about not just physical health, but spiritual health, cleansing the mind and soul. So I just think of the dear Vernon who left us much too early. And, you know, thinking about him, maybe when you do your prayers on Saturday morning, you include him in those prayers.
Mm-hmm. Lauren Esteen and Rhonda and the rest of our walkers, we will lift Vernon up in prayer and thank him for that inspiring story to Valerie to get her walking. And I see his picture, and I will be more. He has a beautiful smile, Ma and Rhonda, if you could see the picture. Mm-hmm. And he looks like a gentleman that loved life and loved helping others. So we will love to walk in his name on Saturday. We will lift Vernon up and the Hopi people and everyone.
Beautiful. Mark, how old was he?
He was young. I don't know. I'm not quite sure how old he was. He couldn't have been late 30s, early 40s.
Yeah, he looks like he was in his late 30s or early 40s, Ma. Yeah. Very beautiful smile, very beautiful energy coming out of his picture. And you know, that's what we're about. We take on causes same day. If you want a prayer and you want us to walk for you, you know, we're out there. And that is why we do our community health walk on a monthly basis, because we want the individuals in the Baltimore City and the community and outside of the community to know that walking is a good form of exercise, and it's a good form of spiritual cleaning and releasing, you know.
So and it's a great way to communicate and talk to folks.
That's it.
Exactly.
While you're walking.
Exactly. So let's open the phones here. Folks, if you've gone on these walks, please let us know what you think about the walks. 410-319-8888. Talk a bit about your own regimen for running and walking and exercising, how that fits into your life. 410-319-8888. Maybe questions for our experts here medically or in terms of our Miss Ernestine and Chauncey and the work they do to keep themselves and the community physically fit. 410-319-8888. And Verna, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Good morning.
Yes. Good morning, Mark, and your guest.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to come on to acknowledge and thank Chauncey and Miss Ernestine for all of their work. It's hard for me to say Miss Ernestine, because Ernestine has she's been so supportive of the work that I and my family have done on Alzheimer's. And she has been such an inspiration for helping people to get that is what is good for your heart is good for your brain.
Whoa.
So it's about getting up and moving and getting that blood and oxygen flowing. So thank you for your work. And Chauncey, you're an inspiration. You know, you're out there, you're supporting her, you're supporting the community, and you're challenging us. And I appreciate it, because when I go around doing the walks and have an opportunity to see you, it just encourages me. I've walked with Salima Salamariat off and on for about 40 years. And it's not just about the physical. It is definitely about the mental. And
absolutely.
You know, it helps with the mood and just helps us to be better people. And so I encourage everybody to you know, take responsibility for your mood and your physical being and get out and walk. And walk and talk and do whatever else you can. And just for your guests, I just say keep on doing what you're doing and thank you for what you do.
Oh, we thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Beautiful. Thank you.
I mean, that is a big piece of this. I mean, one of the things that you all do, I think, is really important. It's not just a walk in the park, literally or figuratively. It's about community. Mm-hmm. It's about you're reaching out to community to help people find that center of fitness and keep their health.
You know, absolutely. And that's why, you know, we are proud to have partnered with Rhonda Silva and the cancer program of Baltimore City, because we want people to realize is that some of these other institutions that are here are willing to get out and be involved with the community outside of their yearly sponsored health clinic. Those things are great. But Rhonda and the program, they're out there once a month with us too. Sweatsuit on, rain, snow, sleet,
and
hot summer,
and
doing the walk.
We're a program that is in the community, period. We're in the community not only on Saturdays. We're in the community throughout the week. We're getting ready to launch a very important initiative in the Park Heights, in the 21215 with the Park Heights Health Community. We're going to be working on improving their colorectal screenings in that area.
Mm.
They're at a 10% low, and we're there. We're going to be starting to do some free screenings for them in order to improve the healthiness of that community. So it's not just about we're in the community all the time, because that's where we know the people are, and that's where we know that people want to hear about the services that we offer.
See, not only can you get to walk with the international celebrity, Ernestine Shepherd, you can also get some health information. You know, there's a lot of different things that we wanted to, or people we wanted to partnership in our grassroots community walk. There's no registration fee. There's, you know, we don't have any gift bags or anything to give you, but we do give you a big hug. A big hug and big love. And we're also here to let you know that the next month we'll be out here too. So that's what we love about our community walk. My Ernestine, one of our, you know, models is a community that walks together, talks together. And we realize there's a lot of things going on in our country that we cannot control. But one of the things we can control is our healthy lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if you want to come out, you want to release some of this frustration that you may have by some of the things that are going on, come on out and walk with us and talk with us on Saturday. We have a lot of different people from many different walks of life that come out on a regular basis and walk with us. So, you know, Mom, before I get too carried away, why don't you tell us about your big event on Sunday that Mark was kind of alluding to, that we've seen you plastered all over the world on this event.
Well, I arrived in Chicago last Thursday, and I went to the Gladiator Fitness Expo. Wow, was it ever wonderful. They had so much going on there. They had classes for kickboxing, just jumping rope, everything to make certain that each person could do some type of activity. It just wasn't one type of activity. And I had the pleasure of getting up, telling people about my journey into fitness, going to the various TV stations, demonstrating different exercises, telling about eating correctly. All of that is so important. But I always say this first. No matter what you do, what I learned from my sister, what you do, you have to pray over everything. Mm. And I used to call it my mission, but it's not my mission anymore. It's my ministry. And just to get the love and let people know that you can live a healthy, happy, positive, confident lifestyle. Exercise.
And you know, Mark, there she goes again being modest. Now, when I'm looking at all of this international social media and I see Chris Tucker going crazy, television comedian Chris Tucker and all these different stars taking pictures with you, tell us a little something about Chris Tucker, you know, so the audience can hear how the stars love meeting you, Ma Ernestine.
Chris Tucker was just wonderful. You know, Tommy saw me, he said, "Oh, I finally got a chance to meet you." He hugged me like he had known me all of his life. And he said, "Gee, I hope maybe one day we can do something together." And I smiled about that because that would be wonderful. And all of the celebrities, they are so down to earth. You just can't imagine how wonderful these people are. And they just make me feel so important.
Oh, because you are.
Yeah, because you are.
And you are.
As Mark said, it's always amazing when people say that to me, and then I'll send them a picture with you and me, Ma, chilling, and they're like, "Oh, you know her." I'm like, "Do I know her? That's my fitness mother." You know, we talk just about every other day, and we are proud of the work that we do here in Baltimore for the community, because you think about how busy Ma Ernestine is and her young age, that every single month, it's not the comfort of a nice television station or a beautiful stage. It could be raining like last month, raining and 36 degrees, and she's out there walking the reservoir to let the community know, we don't care if one person shows up or thousands of people show up. We're out there for that one or that thousand. And when you think about the celebrity that she is, that one of the most important things that she's always wants to make sure that she's here for is to walk and talk with the Baltimore City community. And we have different individuals that have traveled from Chicago, Texas, Michigan, Pennsylvania, that have come to our city to get the energy to walk. and to have and have created different walks in Georgia, as you saw last week, and in Michigan, based upon the walking and the fellowship that we do right here in Baltimore City.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, may I say this, Mark? I may have started the walk, but my fitness son has actually enhanced this walk.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
why it is yes. still going on. It will, as he said, it will be 4 years in July. So I am. So, he's always giving me praise, but I'm giving him praise because, again, he has helped to keep this walk going, and I praise you for that, John.
Oh, thank you, Mama. Thank you and Rhonda and,
yes,
and everyone that has ever walked
Chauncey.
With us, our community partners. And thank you, Mark Steiner, the Mark Steiner Show,
yes.
WEEA 88.9, the producers,
absolutely.
Everybody that help us in getting the word out.
I know we're very committed to you all and to this walk, and I think that it's really important in this day and age that fitness and health become one of the most important movements in the community. I mean, that, you know, eating healthy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have the show coming up about the Vegan Soul Fest is coming
up. Oh, yes.
And I know you're not a vegan.
Yeah. Yes.
And I'm not a vegan.
But I do love their food.
Miss Ernestine is close to being a vegan, but she's not quite there. she's almost like a breatharian. That's all she eats.
Yeah, you know.
But I think about all that there's a huge community here of African Americans who are vegans. The health and good eating are powerfully important, and to have that message about that and walking and exercise and physical fitness being brought out to the larger community is really important, because the as you've talked about, Rhonda, before,
yeah.
the kind of the amount of illness and certain diseases
yes.
that affect black folks, but especially in poor communities.
That's yes. absolutely.
Is kind of really a very critical mass.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why these kind of things are so important to reach out and say, we can control this.
Absolutely.
Don't have to let it happen to us.
Yep, and
right?
it doesn't cost anything.
And the walks are free.
The walks are absolutely free.
Right.
And teaching people, you know, that walking is free, and you also can have a great conversation.
Yes. Right.
Sometimes, you know, when you're in a gym setting, you may not talk, and you may not feel liberated
right.
to actually
right.
talk about what
right.
you like.
True.
Absolutely.
Right. Exactly.
And that's why it's important to not just stay in the gym. Do other things. Do it outside.
Do it outside.
That's it.
Right.
Movement. You know, just as one of my favorite songs also, doing it in the park.
Right.
You know, just get on that walk.
I hadn't been in the gym for at least a month or 2 months, and I went there this week twice, and this is where you've been, outside.
Yeah, that's it, outside, Rhonda. You're absolutely right. The weather's been cooperating.
Yes.
No, it's true. I mean, I think that there's also something about, and I don't do it as much as I should, not as much as Valerie does, but, you know, getting outside every day.
Yes.
Just to take a walk. Even if you don't have to run, a walk.
A walk.
That's it.
A walk.
Give yourself a half an hour.
Absolutely.
An hour, whatever you can afford. But, I mean, get up and take that walk, and it just changes your mindset, calms you down.
Clears your
head.
Clears
good.
Your head.
Your mm-hmm. body feels good. You may be sore, but you feel
yeah.
good.
And it does good things for your body.
Yes,
absolutely. You know, Ma Ernestine and Rhonda can sit here, and we can say that many people have come to our walk, and sometimes when they've come up, we've seen them looking a little half sleepy. And then after they walk, what do they say, Ma and Rhonda? We are so glad that we have come to the walk.
And
we
we're coming
feel
back.
So much better. We are coming back. You know, and that's why we do what we do. You know, we give everybody a hug. We start all the walks with a hug. We end the walks with a hug, and that's what it's about. It's about fellowship.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about what's happening this Saturday.
This Saturday, January the 21st, will be our first community walk, and it's at Druid Hill Park, tennis court area, 7:30 a.m.
7:30 a.m.
Mm-hmm. Dress appropriate. You know, there'll be a lot of people on 95 going down to Washington, D.C., so if you don't want to get in any rush hour traffic, come on out to the park. It'd be a perfect morning to come walk. Hey, we'll have our little march going on, and we will be walking and talking. So just join Ma Ernestine, Rhonda Silva, and the Baltimore City Cancer Program, and our other community partners.
Yeah, and folks, it is an amazing walk. So if you're not going to, if you're in Baltimore and you're not making your way to Washington to let your voice be heard,
that's
with
right.
all the hundreds of thousands of women that are coming down to have their voices heard about this incoming administration, and let the world know, then come on out down to Druid Hill Park and walk with Chauncey and Miss Ernestine and Ron DeSilva. And it's an incredible morning of fellowship and friendship and love and physical fitness and people just feeling good. The morning starts out with a prayer and a meditation and exercise and stretching that Chauncey usually leads.
Right.
And then people are off for this lovely walk through the park.
And very important community and family, that if you cannot walk, we still encourage you every single month to come out, get a hug, sit around and talk with us. It's not just about if moving and walking. If you cannot, we still want you to come out of the house and fellowship and communicate with your neighbors and friends. So if you can't walk, just come on out, get a hug from us, talk to us, wrap your hands around somebody, and then go back home.
Wrap your hands around somebody and go on. That's it.
That's it.
No, I mean, I think that, and this is the fact that it's happened for 38 months in a row.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. 38 consecutive months. I can remember Ma Ernestine and I talking about, wouldn't it be nice to do this another day? And it would be like 3 months. And now look at us, 45 right. months later from the first three, you mm-hmm. know, but it's been the commitment. Mark, the commitment of Ma Ernestine, the word of mouth from people that I like to think like Valerie Williams, that has spread the word to many of her friends that have traveled down to walk with us, and she has come. Yeah. You know, it's that's what this is all about. We've had politicians come to our walks.
Right.
We've had regular people come to our walks. We've had celebrity come to our walk, and this is not a yearly thing. This is a monthly.
Right.
To, as far as we know from a grassroots effort, we don't know anyone else in the country that's doing this on a once-a-month
Though
basis.
You are inspiring people around America to do
this. Around America to do this, yes.
Yes.
Yes, we are. And when Ma Ernestine is out there walking, she's not an international celebrity. She's just one of Baltimore community's walker, and that's what she does. She doesn't sit on no throne talking about, okay, I want you guys to, as a matter of fact, Mark, you know, she's walking too fast sometimes.
Yeah.
I know.
You know, she's
she
out there moving.
Right after her cataract surgery.
And yes,
right.
she did. And
that's
Rhonda
right.
had to keep an eye on her.
And we had to keep her, we had to sit her down.
Yes, we did.
So, folks, do join us. Do join everybody this Saturday morning, 7:30, Druid Hill Park, by the tennis courts, and the community walk, 38th month in a row. I want to thank my dear friend Chauncey Whitehead, fitness activist, trainer, president of CDW Health and Wellness, being in the house here.
Thank you, Mark.
The wonderful, incredible Miss Ernestine Shepherd. Always lovely to talk to you. Can't wait to see you again soon.
All right.
Next month, Valentine's.
Valentine's.
Yes.
Rhonda Silva.
Yes.
Administrator for the Baltimore City Cancer Program with the Marlene Stewart Greenbaum Cancer Center at the University of Maryland. Thank you all so much for being here.
Thank you, Mark.
All right, take care.
Thank
you. All righty.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, y'all. And on our way out of here, before we take this break, I want to remind you folks to join me tonight at 7 p.m. at the Ivy Bookshop for a discussion with John Judas, discuss the ramifications of our recent election. We'll be exploring the ascendance of Donald Trump in relation to Judas's work, The Populist Explosion. I'll be excited to see you all there joining us tonight for this really great discussion. We're going to tape it and air it on our program next week at the Ivy Bookshop at 9080 Falls Road, at 9080 Falls Road, 7 p.m. tonight at Ivy Books. So please stay with us. I mean, come out tonight and join me for what's going to be a really interesting conversation. We'll take a short break. When we come back, Nalasha Day is with us to talk about her concert coming up and more. Stay with us. We'll be back.